Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 31st, our One Take Wednesday, and we are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25. Now, this is quite a lengthy passage, so I'm not going to read all of it, but the gist of the story is just giving us context for why the people are in exile. And this passage in Jeremiah says that they'll be there some 70 years. Now, that's a round number, but many of the exiles live their entire lives in the land of Babylon, away from their homeland and away from the temple, which was destroyed. So I'll begin with Jeremiah 25 and verse 1. The title in my Bible says, 70 years of captivity. The word came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So Jeremiah the prophet said to all the people of Judah and to all those living in Jerusalem, for 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And though the Lord has sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid any attention. They said, turn now, each of you, from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land the Lord gave you to your fathers forever and ever. Do not follow other gods to serve and worship them. Do not provoke me to anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. But you did not listen to me, declares the Lord, and you have provoked me with what your hands have made, and you have brought harm to yourselves. Therefore, the Lord Almighty says this, because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the peoples of the north, and my servant my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, declares the Lord, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish them from the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, the sound of millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nations, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. I will bring upon the land all the things I have spoken against it, all that are written in this book and prophesied by Jeremiah against all the nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations and great kings. I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hands. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me. Take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. When they drink it, they will stagger and go mad because of the sword I will send among them. So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom he sent me drink it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I ended my reading in verse 17, but then it goes on to tell all the different nations that God was going to bring this cup of wrath against, those who decidedly said, "We will not follow God." And there's this image of God making the people drunk on this cup of wrath. And then there's an image of the Lord roaring from on high like thunder or a lion, and just the awesome, tumultuous resound of his judgment coming on the nations. But did you catch where I want to land is the fact that after 70 years, the people will be restored. So even though God's wrath was coming, his wrath did not last forever. And that's a hopeful message for us. And I just want us to reflect today on our own lives. Are there places in us where the Lord has told us to turn from our evil ways, to turn from the practices, to give up the anger that we have, to give up the idols that we have, and to turn and to listen to him? Or are we hard-hearted like the Israelites and those from Judah? Are we the people who continue in our own way? And so as we pray, I just ask, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who hear your voice, and who listen to your gentle rebuke, and who turn from our own ways and turn to you. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. I pray that whatever they face today, they would do so knowing that they are a child of the King, and you have lavished your love upon us, and you welcome us into your throne room, and you want us to come and be with you. Lord, continue your work of transformation in our heart and our church. Please, Lord, continue to do your work in the lives of our children, especially our preteens who are on the preteen mystery trip and our youth who are on their trip to the Dominican Republic. Continue to work, Lord. Help them to sense your presence and to know your work is better than anything they could desire. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.